Okay, I'll tell you something. You know, I started working this Indian. I wrote the shiur over again and again, and I wrote it over again. And you know, I'll be frank with you. Last night, now before I retired, I found that I wrote something about this Indian, and I put it. I said in Cherish Olive, my mamu's got it's not negay here, and I forgot b'chol that I did it. And then I said, if we put this and this together, that I want to say that was bang, because I was mamish at a point that I was at a point of no return. And I started writing it up. The truth is, I was going to add something this week. We can remind me, if you want, we can talk about it. It's negay to Pashas Mates. Okay. The question is whether Trumas HaMeches is a minyan HaMitzvos, okay? The Bahag. And this whole discussion about Derech HaPshat and Derech HaBiseinu and the Bahag is very much negay. The Ramban is Derech HaPshat, Derech HaBiseinu, Hasoga, he has something in Sherish Gimel. And you know, if you want, we can talk about it. That would be a Hashlom. But I decided not to talk about it this week because I want to. I don't think I'm even going to finish this week, okay? But I want to finish as much as I can. And in this part, there's a whole section which you also want to speak of, which I have a different shiur on, okay? And you'll decide where you want to go. But this is the shiur, okay? Now, it's Mavur in the Rambam, in Cherish Aleph, and in Cherish Beis. L'chira, that I mean in Cherish Beis, that he quotes the Gemara and he says, okay, maybe only to leave it to Cherish Aleph is better to say. And Mishneh Torah, that L'chira, the Kfuas Meisim is the Rabbon. In Cherish Beis, he only says the Drosha, and it's not in Minyan HaMitzvos. But in Cherish Aleph, this is the Rabbonon, and in Mishneh Torah, in Perek Yedal, in Vovel. So the problem is, L'chera, Kfuas Meisim is a mitzvah min haminyan, even according to the Rambam. And that's basically the Hasogas Ramban. So basically, before, we were talking about context, okay? So, you know, maybe it is, but either I'm learned in the Seder from the Bahag, you shouldn't learn like that with it, okay? Now, L'chera, it's not only, I just want to say the important thing, it's not only in the Bahag itself, but in the Gemara, in Baba Metzia, when it quotes all the things together, it says Kfuas Meisim. And, right, which whatever Tzatz Bilim is, whatever Tzatz Yisrael is, correct? And the Gemara in Seder, which, you know, depending upon whether you work with the Ramban, that's the Bahag, also puts Kfuas Meisim in that whole discussion, okay? And there's no peep about it. What you need, this Kfuas Meisim is like a separate mitzvah. Okay. So the Chayra, that the Rambam concluded like this, that the Kfuas Meisim is not what we're talking about the mitzvah, or it's not, there's no mitzvah, whatever it is, okay, is L'chera from the Sugya Bar Metzia and the Sugya Seita and the whole context in the Bahag. Okay? It could be that the Rambam is bothered by the Ramban's kasha and decides to formulate, since Kfuas Meisim, the way, the simple way that it's formulated, the Gemara Baba Metzia and the Gemara Seita, whichever way you want it, is L'chera Kfuas Meisim Tachamitza. So Rambam's very careful in Mishneh Torah to formulate in a different way, that not to say Kfuas Meisim the way it says in the Gemara, even though it says Bikachilim and Nichma Velim, as he says in the Gemara, and he says, Ulahitzi Ameis, Ulis Asik Bechol Tzok Yakfura, and that is the Drabon. Okay? Could be. We'll see about this later. This is just the start up to show you that to say what I said at the beginning, okay, that the Ram Mishneh Teira says Kfuas Meis and says the Rabbonon, that's not true. Okay? But it is true in Sherish Aleph, he says Lefuish, he says the Kfuas Meisim, which is in the original Hebrew, but he's supposed to with a Yud Kfuas Meisim. That's the way it is in the Ksaviyad, in the Arabic. So the Arabic sometimes use Hebrew words. So that's clear. Okay? What?
Tiyura short vav.
Okay, but say that. I'm not getting involved in all this. Okay. And he does the same thing in Sherish Beis. V'nei dismoch betolos. But he says that really everything we're talking about here is tach mitzachas mechal mitzvahs aksuvas batera bebeil v'om yisale v'aflach kamoich. And whatever we're talking about here is clear the Rabbonim. And that's what he says. He says, Mitzah say shall divreim levach ha-choyim v'nachem ha-veilim v'lehoitzi ha-meis v'lehachnis ha-kal lovas ha-olchim v'sasim v'chol tzok ha-gvur v'losis ha-lakotes v'lech lefon of this point v'lachbo. But the problem only here is that he adds another word. V'likbo. Okay, so you could have done that. Okay, you could have done, in other words, if you saw part of it, you could have said, you could have interpreted the Gemara in Bava Metzira as Kfuas Meisim that are not Kfuah, but the Rambam really saying that it refers to a number of things and including Kfuah. Okay, specifically, and he calls it the Rabbonim. V'leilich lefona v'lispoid v'lachpo u'lekol likbo. So what do you need b'chlal v'yaftarach k'mocha? You don't know what's b'chlal going on here. Okay, a mitzvah k'fus mesa, a mitzvah, right? And Bemis, what's his taina on the Bahag? That the Bahag, this is the Rabbonon, L'cheira, even in his, the way he formulates it, that it's B'chal V'Achrach K'boicha, so it's a Deraisa, how do you say it's the Rabbonon? So in Bemis, it's the Rambam, so it's Menei Obey, because the Rambam starts off and says it's the Rabbonon, and then it's B'chal V'Achrach K'boicha. The question is, B'chal, what's going on? Okay? So, this is what we say, that the mitzvah of Avtarach Kamoicha is a midah, and that the Rambam's clear in Sherish Tishii Mufurish, Da, Shekol Tzimu Yatera Vazarasero, Hinei Heim Be'avor Dvorim, B'deyois, U'bepulois, U'bemidois, U'bedibor. And then it says, V'chein Tetzaveno L'snai, B'midah Me'amidois, So Ram Chuli says that the V'Aftarach K'moicha is Midos, not Pulos. And L'chayu, that is going on in Sefer Mitzvos in Mitzvah Reish Vav, because Ram says he should be born Lahov. It's something emotional, something loud. So say this, so say this. Emotional, atzmenu, which is tia chemlosi ve'avosi li'ochi ke chemlosi ve'avosi. Okay, b'mamoni le'atzmi b'mamoni b'gufi. V'om yisal v'afto achemoicha. I don't know what he starts. He starts a little strange loshon. He starts on the mitzvah is la'av, And then he gives two examples, La'av, Chemlosi, Chiavosi. Okay, it's a little strange. But okay, but it's the Midas, correct? So L'cheira, if it's like that, so L'cheira, the Mitzvah D'chmidais, so, and the Mitzvah Rabbonis Pulais, there's no problem, everything is good. That's why it's Mitzvah Rabbonis, and Shalom Yisrael. But then, the problem is, how could he end in Perek Yudal Aloch Aleph, Ava Pisha Kol Elu, Midivreim, Harihein, B'chal, V'Aftalach, Kamoich. Kol Advor, M'sha'at, Roitesh, Yasu, Oysom, L'cho Acherim, Asei Ato, Oysom, L'ochicho, B'teiro, Mitzvahs. So L'cheir, Asei, he's talking about a poor. And he says, V'Aftalach, Kamoich, Revanishom, V'Aftalach, Kamoich, he's only Midas. And he says it's Pulois, and he says, oh, so what happened over here? So, is it a stira, what's going on? But Lemaisa, forgetting about everything, the Ram is a Gemara. Because every child learns the Gemara, they say it over, and everyone says, every Rav will say it in Drosha, Gemara on Shabbos, Lama on Beis, Shuv Maisa, Benochi Echot, Shibolif Nei Shamai. Omaloi Girani Amanashi Tilamdeni Kola Terakula Kishani Oimeid Aregal Achas Dochfu Ba'amis Abinyin Shiviyoda Bolif Nei Hilo Gire Omaloi daloch soni lechavich loisavid. Okay. So it's a Gemara. Zuhi kola terakula v'idach kuchi zil gemir. So loisavid lechavis pulis. So what's going on here? Pulis midis vos tutzachdo. Okay. Okay. Now, so that's what happened, right? So I'll tell you the pshat. The pshat is, as we always say, that's the Rambam b'chlal. That's why he's very careful to say b'chlal v'aftarach kamoicha. Because it's not v'aftarach kamoicha. V'aftarach kamoicha is midis. But b'chlal v'aftarach kamoicha is pulois. And that's pshat in Rambam. So there, everything together is a pula. And with our born in the separate pool. That's the Ram. That's what I'm about to tell you, okay? But the Ramam both, okay, I'm not, you know, I want you to know. That's what I meant. I have a separate shiur on this, okay? On B'chlau, how the Ram uses it, whether it's in Tumas Heset, or whether it's in L'Sechal Adam. In with a chog of tome or you know I have a whole shiur on this, okay? Which if you want to say the shiur, I'm going to say a few examples of this, and I'm going to explain what it is. Okay, that's what I meant to say. I have a separate shiur, okay? But it's clear the lashon in Shurish Beis when he quotes the Gemara B'Metzia, he says it's a b'chlal after Rach Kamoicha. And it's clear the Lashon Perek Yudal and Aloch Aleph that it says it's Bechlal V'Aftarach Kamoicha. That's incontrovertible. Okay? That's what he says. Whether it means something or not, that's a different issue. Oh, but that's Shtei Rambam, correct? So all this telling you is what I see over here, that maybe Bechlal is something different, and that's the story. He doesn't say in Sefer Mitzvahs that this is Bechlal V'Aftarach Kamoicha, it's just the Omru Yisale V'Aftarach Kamoicha. It's the Omru, right? Correct? Okay. Now, next. The MCs.
there's a raya to this, and this is what it means. Because the Ram says in Shiri Sheni, I'll tell you something. The pshat is that minyan mitzvahs and the yisoid in the chefs of Shiri Sheni is the yemoine pshuta shomikra, not troshes chazal. And that's what he's machadish, not for us now. That a pirush and mukubu Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it looks like a drasha, but since a pirush and mukubu, if the matik yashmu says it's teira, gufe teira, that becomes pshat and posik, and that's also pshut shemikah. And you can't say different pshat than that. That's what the Chazal say. Okay, and that my Rebbe has a shtickle in Ochus Mamrim. That's what he says. There's no ayin panim la teira when there's a pirush and mukubu. He doesn't say it's safe for mitzvahs, but he says that when he's talking about Hilchos Mamrim and what the Rambam means is pure shemakubu, as opposed to Halacha Moshe Mesinai, which is pure unadulterated Torah of our pair. And this is pshat and posuk. That's what's called pirish, kipshutai. A pirish shemakubu, does pshat and posuk. And does the Kabbalah, and does the Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? And, so that's what we have. So, therefore, the mitzvah achterach kamoicha in pshuto shel mikra is ahavas ahav shetir chemlosi vi ahavosi laatzmi ubemoni, that my chave should have experienced the same chemlo and ahavo, and that's the Ram calls me this. And that's the mitzvah in pshuto shel mikra. However, in this v'ahavta racha kamoicha is b'chlal, is not pshuto shel mikra, is nisrabe pu'ulais. And that's a lisa'avid. And that's what he calls b'chlal. B'chlal in general in Rambam is not pshuta shel mikra, and not only it's not pshuta shel mikra, it's not only that minyan hamitzvahs is a minyan of pshuta shel mikra, or that the nusach from the mitzvah is a nusach of pshuta shel mikra. If I want to say what is the mitzvah in nusach hamitzvah, I say the pshuta shel mikra. What is the mitzvah after Acha Kamoicha? Or the nusach mitzvah is Ahavas Hazulas Kimamoini Ukatzmi. In Rabbi Yisai, Atos Mufurish. Because we'll see that there's a mitzvah, a lavas whole of Srita, Srit Alames. And it's also what's called Agudis Agudis. Loisis Gaidido. After the mitzvah in minyan mitzvahs is kolcho, is rotes, okay? The isa of agudas agudas is not in the nusach of the mitzvah. It is not minyan mitzvahs. And the Rambam explains why that is so. The Rambam in the mitzvah of Agudas Agudas, which I will explain at some time in the future if you want. I'm just saying this for kids now, but if you want the separate shiur, this is part of the separate shiur to explain it. The Rambam says that Agudis Agudis is not Pashte Dekho.
Is it
on? Not what? That's in I'll say the Shion. I think it's in Loisa Sem Mem Aleph. I'm not sure if it's a Mem Samach. I didn't go through that because I didn't want to. I have a whole Shion on this, okay? You'll find Ram Dalab, he says that the Agudas Agudas is not Pashtei Dekor. And the pashti, the core, is ashova and schita. So what does it mean? In there he's talking about nusach mitzvah. What is it?
Memhe.
Memhe, okay. I had my mind's meant something. Okay, so, wow. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay? And that's the pshat. Okay? And he says in Mefush that this is Pashtay and this is not. I can go, it's a separate shir, okay? And this mamish, I can give you example after example. This time mamish is Yisid Godel by me, okay? And Rabbi Isai, this is the pshat. When you learn in the Gemara Psochim, that Rabbo says that there's an Issa Hanor from Komok Snemel, Loisurchal, Echad Issa Achila, the Echad Issa Hanor, Bimashma. Okay, what is Bimashma? It's a drosh. It's a drosh of Babavo. The Ram's opinion is Malkis also depends on Pshuta Shomikra. And you shouldn't come and tell me that Hanor is like a wishy-washy, hazy, abstract thing, and you can't give Malkus Hanor. You shouldn't come and tell me such a thing, because it's wrong. Because the Ram Shita is. The Rambam, I'm just giving you examples, there's a whole Shia. The Rambam Perek Zayin of Hilchas Avodah Zorah says, Avodah Zorah Misham Sheo V'taku V'shelo V'cho Anase B'shvilo Also Bahano, Shnemo Vlisovi, so Evo Elbe Secho, Bukola Nene, Mi Echo be call Elu, Lukestayim, Lukestayim. Achzum Lisovi, Vachzum Layid Babiot Kumunachel. Other this Hano, this Malkus Hano. So why is it no Malkus Hano for Chametz of Pesach? Because Rabba Vol's Halacha. And it's not Pashtit the Kor, it's a Tosha. And Achila, which is Pashtei Dekor, you get Malkus. Minyan HaMitzvahs, we'll see that's what the whole show is, she is based on. Minyan HaMitzvahs, Malkus, Pashtei Dekor, it all goes together. Okay? This is the case. So we can talk about it a little bit more if you want. We have a separate show on this, but this is what we're standing. Also, your father will give you a little example. Just, if you want to be a scoffer for enough for now. Isn't it interesting that the Rambam has in Hilchos Yontif a long discussion about Simchas Yontif, correct? And the Rambam in the Prote HaMitzvos quotes Simchas Yontif not in Hilchos Yontif but at the beginning of Hilchos Chagigah. What's the pshat? Oh, Derech Agav, the Rambam is mefurish, okay? That agudis is b'chal, okay, it's b'chal, okay, and that's Pashtei Dekor, it's only b'chal, and he says one place is the drasha, and one place says only b'chal, okay, and I'll tell you the places, you know, it's a separate shir, and blah, 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 okay. This is what's going on in Simchas Yontif, otot mitzvah in tereshe b'ksav, in pshuta shal mikra, is Bosa Kochim and only Bosa Kochim. And that's why Tesis says only the Rabbonim Bezman Azem or the Rams Machadesh. There's also something else. There's a Bechlal, and he says Mufurish in Hilchos Yontif, if you read it over there, he says Bechlal Mitzvah Simcha. Bechal mitzvah simcha, anoshim b'luim lehem, dosa b'noshim b'luim lehem, and that's the whole discussion. So if you ask, where do you put the mitzvah in the Prote HaMitzvos, you understand yourself, you put it in Hilchos Chagigah, because that's the nusach of the mitzvah. This is a drasha, this is only bechalal, okay? Similarly, the Rambam is very medakdek, hein, now you got the bechalal, hein, in Sherish Beis, hein in Perek Yudal Vilas Ovel, that he says all these things are bichlal the after Achkaboy.
I'll even tell you, okay? It could be, this is all the pshat, and that's a shiur in itself, or maybe a half of a shiur. And if the Rambam says, in Tumas Meis, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Masit B'chlal Noisehu, Fuzvila, what does he want? And I'll have a shiur on that also. Okay? Now, so, you know, I think this is okay. But all I'm telling you, so the kitzi is, or that the mitzvah in midas is the pshuto shel mikra. In pulos is b'chlav v'avtarach k'moicha.
It's a drasha. It's not rabban.
Yeah, it's a d'raisa. That's the Rambam. It's b'chlav v'avtarach. It's a d'raisa. But that the Rambam is saying, they look at nichma veilim and bika chilim as pulos misuyomos as mitzvos nifrodereis. That's only the Rabbanon. If you look at the conglomerate pool of a pool of chesed, that's b'chal v'afterach k'mocha. If you look at the Ototos and this one and that one and that one and that one, they're separate. And that separate mitzvah is only the Rabbanon. Thus state in Rambam in Perek Yudalvus, although. And that's the Ram's attack on the Bahag over here.
What's the drush Machayim? What's the Machayim? This general thing, what is it?
It's to do pulis of chesed. But let's say, for example, you can give you a lot of examples. You're isik b'mitzvah drabonim, okay? So you're potter from a mitzvah, okay? And according to Riffa, you also do. You also to be oizivit because you're potter. So, midaraisa, if you're isik and b'kachilim, you certainly can go from the chamavelim, no problem. Because all one thing. But midrabbon is a separate thing. According to before, you couldn't do it. It's a separate mitzvah to rabbonon. Whatever that is, whatever the nafkaminas are, that's what it is. Okay?
I'm a chuyiv in a Torah to do nichma veilim.
I'm doing not something called nichma veilim. I'm a chuyiv to do pulis of chesed. Okay? That's what it is. There's no name. Okay? The Rabbanon gave specific names, Otodoso. And I assume, hello, and maybe I'm off it, okay? But you look at the Rambam Perek Yudal, he has various dinim of each of these various things. Forgetting about the Lomdish thing of Hoisig B'mitzvah. The Rambam has dinim of Perek Yudal, correct? The separate dinim of Bikachilim, the separate dinim of this. In pulis of chesed, in the broad sense, calling it all one general term, there are no dinim, specific dinim, that's all in the Rabbonos. So he says, the Rambam says, there's the Baal Loch Zedeleis, quote, Bikachilim, and nichma veilim the separate mitzvah and minyan mitzvahs, he's referring to the Rabbanon. That's what the Rambam means. Because he learns that you count them separately, according to Bahag, as separate mitzvahs. That is, that's the Rambam. Okay? That's Pesedah, correct? Smabish, it's not like, you know, it's all, that's Smabish Gvaldik. Every single word is Gvaldik. Now, okay, so that explains the Avtarach K'moicha. Okay, the Rambam over there and the Rambam over here. We still have to evaluate, you know, what's Kfiras Mesim, is it what exactly it is, but certainly we talk about Kol Tzrochim and this and that, you know, it's all Beseder, okay? Now, the next part of this year, which we will begin, I'm not sure we will end, but we will begin, okay? The next part of this year is the following. What is the Ram Shita
about kfura. The mitzvah's kfura. That I started at the end of last year, okay? And so the end was cut off, whatever it is, but it probably was not Shemayim that it was. Because what I was about to say then, that father goes, okay, okay. But now I want to discuss it, and I want to go through it. I want to show you what he doesn't say for mitzvahs, what he does in Mishnah Torah, what is the mitzvah, and we'll see about this. And you'll understand why I started with this part of the shir before I started with this part of the shir. And that's how it's clear. First I ripped the shir backwards and upside down, and inside out. I tried to change the whole thing around, and then they changed it again. Okay? Now, if you look at Hasogas of Ramban, he understood that the Soga of the Rambam on Halachas Gedolos is about Nusach HaMitzvah. Even though we said it was about Minyan HaMitzvah, okay? The Nusach HaMitzvah. Because even though that the Mitzvah Puris Mason, he is ready to say in the Rambam, and that he has polemics with the Rambam about, that there's no Mitzvah on Stam Mason. And that's the Ramban, this Hasogah says, no, it's even on Stam Mason. And we read the Ramban. Because the Ramban says, Vanita Meir, Lomis Kara Bukhal Chuvasa Kfuris Mason, Ki Kfuris Mason, Vavada Yeshbo Mitzase, Dixigi Kovit Togeda Bayamahu, to Mitzase, Toshu Bisifri, Umona Rav. And the Ram also brings the Sifri in Mitzvah Shalam and Aruf. Vahavi Arav Zal, Mashedoshu Minanditlo the Shal Mason. Vuloyoid. Elo. I don't know what he means, Mashedoshu exactly, but the Rambam, I guess, okay. The Rambam there applies to Shal Mason. Okay. And Reish Laman Alf, we'll see the Losh sometime. Hope to get to today. Vuloyoid. El Kor Meles Mason Oy Vuloysa Ser. U Kmoy Shinil Moloysa Ser. L'shar ha-meisim kein nilmod ho-asei. Okay? So what does he want with that? Because the Rambam is a very strange Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, where he starts out with the La, he starts out with the Asei, and he says the Asei is an Ugi Bezdim, and then he continues talking about the Lav, and the Lav, he says, Vuadid l'shav, l'shav, okay? But he never says Vuadid l'shav by the Asay. Okay? So that's the Ramban, that's polemics, and says, you shouldn't, you know, there's no reason to b'chalik. Okay, we'll get to this. Just telling you, that's what he meant to say. He's referring to Ramam in Perek Tezvog, because of the Hedron al-Ches, and he's having polemics, he says, you shouldn't say that, Diyuk and Ramam. Okay? Or even if you say it, it's wrong. Then he goes on. Abal alochus shalomono asei hazeh benitle chayvu l'mnoisei b'meisim stam. If you don't have my nitla, you have to do it. And therefore, that's why he has Kfuris Mason. Vim Taima, Shem Hikpir Arav Baaloch Adoilais, Vimnei Sha'oma Kfuris Mason Stam, I mean in the word Stam, Vimnei Oma Kfuris Meso, which is Zayin Kruivim, Shem Ischai Bo Ela Kruivim, Gamzu Eino Tera. Eino Tera means not right, it's wrong, it's a toes, it's not Tera. You see, I think what he means in a Tera, that's not for us now. See, some things you can have polemics on. Any machlikas in the Gemara, if you say like this, or you say over Beishamai, or Beishamai, you say Birksa Tera, the Dom portion, you it's a Chatsho Tera. Could be the general cloud of Basham Bukhmisil, whatever it is, but it's a chatera. He says, on this tickle, it's ain't a tera. That's what I once said. Okay, I'm just saying that. Ain't a tera. Gamzu ain't a tera. you should say that the mitzvah's kful is only by kleivim, not by meisdam. Shebemokum kleivim vada aleim uteles, aval im ein shom kleivim yia meis mitzvah. And the meis mitzvah, the mitzvah's kvula, is because of kovot tikbarenu bayoma. That's the mitzvah's kvula. And the meis mitzvah. Shemitzis asay shaloi deicha pesach umilo v'koyi nozir v'yachmiru bo misham mitzvahs. Okay, deicha pesach umilo, in the way to pesach umilo, you matam yourself. And koyin godol and nozir, even though the matamit to meis, shal meisim, but the matamit to meis mitzvah. And why the matamit to meis mitzvah? Because the mitzvah is kfura. That's what he's saying. Correct? And he's choshed the Rambam. The Rambam learns that the mitzvah is kfura is only Zayin Kleivim. And since it says kfura is Mason Stam, the Baha could not be referring to that. That's what he's saying. Okay? That's what we have. Correct? Then I'll go, we're not even getting half what I want to do today, much as the whose side I want to go. Okay. Good? So far, so good? What's the Ram Shita about Stam Mason? And what's the Ram Shita about the Mitzvah's Kfura in general? Okay. Rabbi Yisai, if you open up the Rambam in Minyan HaKotze, you open up the Rambam in what they are mitzvahs in the front of Hilchos Sanhedrin, it's very clear that the mitzvah, both the Aseh and the Lo Yisaseh, is an Arugi Bezdin, and that's the formulation of the mitzvah. That's the way he formulates it. The Rambam, Minyan HaKotzer, Mitzvah say Reish Lamed Aleph Likbo Haneherag B'yoymoi Shneema Ki Kovu Tikburenu B'yom Ahu. The Leisa says, he even goes further and says, and the formulation of the Lav is only about its soul of Anatoly. Leisa says Samavov Shlo Yolin Hatzolu Alo Eitz Shneema Lysolin is lost to our aids. Good. Potia mitzvah is also, there's no zeche of even kfuas kreivim in the Potia mitzvah of the Sanhedrin. In Reisha of the Sanhedrin, it's only Haruge Bezdim. Hilchos Sanhedrin, Vorinchin Vamesurim. Lohem. Yesh b'cholom shloishim mitzvah. As ethe mitzvah saseh v'yeseh mitzvah loisaseh v'zeh u'pilton v'chulei. Yur alit likbo ha-nehegag v'yoyim ha-ligoseh. Yud beis shloi tolin nivloseh. It's referring to Yenna, the other one. So who's he talking about? The nehegag. Nivlase. Right. And that lechera, that's why he put in the Sanhedrin. Because the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Haruge Bezdin. Correct? Strange is that the Rambam Mishneh Torah proper, as I mentioned before, says in Perek Tezvav of the Sanhedrin, Mitzvah say, Likvo esko arugi bezdin b'yom ha'riga, sh'nevah k'kovetikom b'yom ha'hu. For arugi bezdin b'vad, el kol ha'meilin es meisai evu b'lo yisaseh. Es meisai. See, he moved. But he only said it by the Lav, and that's the Rambam's Asoka. But the Rambam is very strange.
He opens a Hugi Bezdin. Even by the Leisa Seh, V'loi Hugi Bezdin call him Melin. But he starts off going to Gleno. He starts off, he's talking about the Asay. And V'lo Hugi Bezdin, Govada, call him Melin, it's Mesa, V'loisa Seh. So what happened? He starts with the assay and he ends up the Leisa Seh. It doesn't make any sense. Kol HaMeilis Mesa of the Leisa Seh. He doesn't mention the assay B'chlau. And he starts up with one, the assay and he ends up the Leisa Seh. But if you take the Ram literally, there's only a Leisa Seh on Kleivim and not an assay. And that's the song as a Ramban. Ramban Nevuadin, correct? And the other place is the Yachid Tzolchim. Let's start like this, and this is going to be major, okay? And we'll see how far we get. The Rambam in the Prote Amitzis, the Reish Hilchos Ovo. First the way in the Prote Amitzis, the Reish Hilchos Ovo, right? Listen to this. This is amazing. The Rambam has departed here from the general convention of Ayurai's Prote Amitzis and has Ki'ilu a whole discussion about this. He says, Yesh b'chol arba mitzvos v'chulei v'zeh pirutot. Aleph, one is an aleph, I'm not interested in anything more. L'sabel al ha'kleivim v'afilu kleihen mistamei u'misabel al ha'kleivim. What's he starting telling you? What it's telling you, this abel al kovim, v'afil kovim misdamei misabel al kovim. V'ein odem misabel ha'ugi bezdin. This is in Prote Amitzis. I understand he talks about it in Perek Aleph of this Ovel. There's no avedus on ha'ugi bezdin. What's doing Prote Amitzis? What's the rab? What's going on here? Don't make any sense. Well, if he's there, then he has a shtickle table. Well, if he's there, call out the ruchis elu, be safe as there, shehein me'en kvua, b'yoim hamisa, b'yoim misa, she mitzaseh. Me'en kvua, yoim hamisa, she mitzaseh. What happened over here? He has the beginning of the Sanhedrin, he has over here. What does he want? This is such a departure from everything we know about the Rambam. We have no clue what he's talking about. It's almost like saying, you know, I've departed from my general convention and do what I want, and that's it. It's coming towards the end, and that's it. What happened here? And then, the Rambam Pergi Beit Nuchasovel, I Hespid, Kobra Mesu, Lefikoch Kifin Esayoshin, Litin Schal Makininim, Vamakininois, Visaitinoisai, Vim Sivish Azil, Ain Saitinoisai. He says, I don't want to ask it. Avu in Sivishali Kobe, Ain Shinlinloi. Shakvua Mitzvah, Shinemaki Kobetik forever. See, the Ram seems to say like the Ramban. And he's talking about Yoshim. He's talking about Krivim. Ram says the mitzvah. So Chayla, if you look at Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's another problem. Okay, just getting warmed up here. No problem. We said that the Nusach in Minyan HaKotzer and the Prote Amitzis is a Rebezin, or maybe even the Lav is only on Toli Alayetz. Correct? However,
not Bishal Mason, right? The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, when he talks about the Lav, flips what he does in Mishneh Torah. In the Lav, he only talks about Halugei Bezdin in Minyan HaMitzvos. In Sefer Torah, in the Minyan HaMitzvos, Sefer Mitzvos Rabba. However, and that's what he says, Shu Huzlu Milahaniach Esatolu Lolon Al Eitzoy Kidei Shaloi Tovo Al Yodei Kach Birkas Hashem B'machshovo Kashi Yire Lefi Yiroe. When someone will see him, will think about what he said or whatever it is, whatever the Rama means, there'll be a Birkas Hashem B'machshovo. So you shouldn't come to that. She'ei Nitla Zuas Megadev Ve'ober Avodah Zorah Shegam Bo Nema Es Hashem Hu Megadev. The same. And that's all he does. However, when it comes to Mitzvah Seh, he not only mentions Halugei Bezdin and doesn't limit to Kfuas Kreivo L'Cheira. If you look at him, clearly he says Mes Mitzvah also. What the Ramban is having polemics by the Rambam here in Nasogis in Shurish Aleph, the Rambam Mufush agrees with what he says the Rambam should agree with in Mitzvah Seh Reish Lamed Aleph. For Mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph, he should see Vodo Likvo Halugei Bezdin. B'yoim Sheyehogu. Buomoi ki koboi tikbureno bayomahu. Loshin sifri ki kobo tigreno mitzase. Vuhu hadin b'shara mason. B'chayra, it's an equation. And he says, shara mason. And then he says, kloima, if you have any doubts about it. Kloima, she kobo kol mes mi Yisrael b'yoim moisei. And then if you had any doubts about this, Ulachain Yike Hameis She'ain Mish Yisasek Mikfurosei Meis Mitzvah. Kloimar Hameis She'mitzvah Kol Odom L'Kovroi. And if you had any doubt what Mitzvah is talking about, La'omroi Yis'ale Kovotik Borezo. Sochim, a Rambam. What's going on here? You know, I started this, I said, Ech Mulchaki, we met it, but Lachira, you know, what's going on? And that, as we said before, that's Hasogas Rambam. In Sherish Aleph, that he says, a Meis Mitzvah, that's what Meis Mitzvah is, exactly what the Rambam says over here, all the Toshnik Rambam, that's what it is. So what's the problem with Kfuas Mason? What's the problem's problem? Find you a lawyer business. Let's get started. The reason why I was mocked him the first year, okay, is because the first part of the year is going to be very important over here for the second part. The Ram Shita is that the Nusach of Mrs. Kfur at the Pashtei Dibcha is Halugei Bezdin. Solely Halugei Bezdin. And the Rambam knew this from the Gemara Sanhedrin. Because the Gemara Sanhedrin on Memvov, Omer Aleph, Omer Beis, Darshins Kvura, Kvuras Hameis, and use the Lashon Remez. Iki Diamrei, Omer B'yechel, Mishum B'yishum Ben Yochai. Remez L'Kvura Min Hateira, Minayin, Talmaloi Mekikova Tikbureno. Mikan Remez L'Kvura Min Hateira. Zogt Rashi, Remez l'kfuah she'odem chayiv likbo es meisarei. And as you know, the Rambam in Shir Shlishi has a yisoid about what the word remes means. And I'll read you a small quote from Shir Shlishi. And the emes is, what it is, and I'll tell you, I'll pair and then I'll read it inside. The word remes means that it's not pashtin, it's only a drasha. Hareyastik, zok the Rambam, bi omrom remes, ushe pashtin de kro, eino bedoveze. That's the Rambam's version. Translation in the Arabic, okay? So it means remes means it's not pashtin de kro. So that's what the Gemara means, remes l'kfur menater minayin. It's only a remes. Because pashtei the core is how we best. And therefore, as we said, not only minyan mitzvahs depend upon pashtei the core, but the nusach mitzvah depends on pashtei the core. Therefore, the Rambam in the minyan kosher and in kosher mitzvahs, where the Rambam is formulating what is the nusach of the mitzvah, or the nusach of the mitzvah is how the best kapashed in the core, and exactly what you would expect. However, the mitzvah kfura by Kravim is only a drosha, but it's not pashtei the core. And I found this in Achrinim also, a similar discussion. You'll find, oh, I found this in Torah Tzmima, and in Torah Tzmima in Volim Chof Aleph, He'olet Kuf Samo Gimel, and Kuf Samo Dalet. Vom Chafalet, oh, Kuf Samo Gimel, Kuf Samo Dalet. I found that he said something. I'll never say it, but I didn't, you know, I had it. Okay, good. The same. So, this thing. So the Nusach HaMitzvah is Arugi Bezdin. There may be a mitzvah of Kfuas Kravim or whatever it is, but that's not the Nusach HaMitzvah. It's only in the type of Bechlau that we're talking about in the beginning of the Shir. And we'll see soon, not soon, probably next week, that the Rambam uses something like, and that's the Chodi means, something like Bechlau, when he's referring to Kvuas Kri. Okay? Now, let's continue. The Chamimis Chabesai, if you look in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Tes Vov, Valocha Vov, Talocha Tes, it's mamish black and white, okay? Because this whole discussion about the mitzvah say, and the mitzvah say, which extends to Shakravim, if I would have put it about the dini of Taliyah, so I would have put it at the tail end, because it's an aside, okay? It's not basically we finished the dini of Taliyah, and I'm talking about this now. The Rambam throws this discussion smack in the middle of Taliyah, and then more Dini Taliyah afterwards. The Rambam like this. Mitzvah say l'tloy says amagadif for iber avodizolva shem ekitulas elkin toli hari magadif omo vokule for ish nitla veinu ish nitlas shem ekki kiya bi ish chayt mishlag bovez vokule keitzad mitzvah nitlin achash esoiklin Meshakine as a kira ba'aretz v'chule. Okay, a whole bin of how you do the tliya. Then he says, the imlon, you take him off the eights. Okay, the imlon ovin olah b'leisase shnem b'leisolim niblaso ala eights. Okay, there he's calling the lab. Okay. Then he continues, and he says, the mitzvah say, likvo es kol arugi bezdin biyom ha'ariga. Okay? Because the lav, l'chera, is only by tolui.
Okay? The way it isn't Shukta Shal Mikra. Or Mitzvah say, look what's called Harugi Bezdin. V'yom Hariga. Shneema Kikovatikom V'yom Ahu. V'la Harugi Bezdin Bovad. El Kol HaMeilin. He doesn't quote the Pasuk now. Because here it's not the Pshuto Shal Mikra. It's only Nisraba. HaMeilin. Then he goes, Heilinu Lechvoidai. Lohavi Lechachrichin. Eino Oivo Olof. Ein Toilin. Al Ilon HaMuchubu Lekalka. Elal told us in the middle of the whole discussion. This discussion not in Hilchos Ovel, where he talks about foolish discussion over here. Or the Nusach HaMitzvot after the Hilchos Sanhedrin. It's only Stam, Adrosha. I just want to tell you a thing, and I'll leave you with this. The Ram says, He Lulich Bride, Eino Olof. I want to suggest to you that maybe Helinu Lechvoidai is only on Kvuas Koivim. But in Kvua, Ma'ugi Beznin, there's no heter of Helinu Lechvoidai. And you tell me, because Ma'ugi Beznin, it was the God Lador who was Nerag because he was a Ben Sarah Murray, Zom Bedaita, Kachibalt in Marboisai, and he wasn't Nichnan as an Edgen, because he holds him as Meshera. He's also Emily Meshera Lechvoidai. Because the head of Emily Meshera Lechvoidai, I would tell you, was only said in something which is not Pshuta Shomik. Okay? Mid Hashem, we'll pick this up next.